This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here in Southern California, the search for former Los Angeles police officer Christopher Dorner continues. He is suspected of killing three people, including a police officer, and wounding two others. There is now a reward of a cool $1 million for information leading to his capture. It's one of the biggest local rewards ever offered. But as Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports, even big payouts like that don't necessarily get big results.
If you're interested in the $1 million reward, you call a number that leads you here.
Chris Dorner, Task Force.
The reward money comes from a strange combination of places: the L.A. Dodgers, the FBI, six anonymous donors, and lots of local governments. L.A. County is considering adding another $100K. Tony Bell is a spokesman. He says putting public money toward a reward,
it's an investment in public safety, and it costs savings from having to have a killer on the loose, more lives lost, more resources expended.
Big rewards can also bring big publicity, reaching people who might have valuable info. Gene Ferrara is a retired policeman on the board of Crime Stoppers in Cincinnati. They're a nonprofit that offers cash rewards raised by donations to useful tipsters.
It's, how do I say this, free money. They're not out working hard and digging a ditch for 8 hours. They just provide information and they get money for it.
He says that money leads to hundreds of arrests each year. Still, millions in reward money goes unclaimed around the country. People fear risking their own safety if they get involved. And Ferrara says the bigger the reward, the harder it is to remain anonymous.
The IRS is going to want their cut. That's income, so you can't be anonymous.
There's another risk with a high price tag. Adam Alter is a professor of marketing and psychology at New York University. He says if your friend or family and on the fence about turning in someone you love, a big reward might actually backfire.
You're turning it into an economic transaction for someone's freedom, which I think is to a lot of people quite offensive.
Alter says sometimes it's better to keep money out of it and let doing the right thing be its own reward. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.